Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, September 21st, 2015, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. We have an absolutely great call lined up tonight with an incredible guest speaker. Actually, he is a $250,000 ring earner, Mr. Patrick Shaw, who's going to be joining us later in the program. Moore Success Team Platinum Executive Director and Millionaire Club member Mr. Jeremy Moore was actually the special guest speaker last Saturday in Austin, Texas, and joining us on the call and talking about that event are Moore Success Team Silver Executive Directors Manley and Barbara Wilson. Manley and Barbara, you guys on? We have Manley on? Can you hear me, Mr. Moore?
I can hear you good, Randy.
Okay. Well, we had them on, but I guess we have lost them. So I'm going to go straight to another executive director on our team, and that's Miss Martha Doss. Martha, are you on the call?
Yes, Mr. Moore, I'm on the call, and thank you so much for having me on the call. And Jeremy, you know, if you're listening, I just wanted to say what an incredible Super Saturday training it was. I was so thankful that I had five of my associates there that day, and right after the training, a number of them called me to say how incredible the training was and how much they got out of the training, and to be specific on what they got out of the training is really just becoming Tim Core and coming to the briefings, committing to self-development, making 3 to 5 exposures a day, and making the commitment each and every day to getting a little better in our business. And I had a few associates that reached out to me that have reevaluated their business and are making the commitment to becoming 10 Core and are willing to do, you know, whatever it takes to making a decision to do what it takes to grow their business. I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for the tough love words you gave to us and spoke true to me and my team. And I kind of want to also brag a little bit on a few of my new teammates, Mr. Rick Carter out in the Luling area doing, you know, some wonderful things. Recently opened up the Luling Independent School District, and within the next few months he's going to be opening up Luling, the city of Luling. So I just want to congratulate him and what he's doing in his business. And Henry Falcon and his team are growing rapidly. I know we recently had a new recruit. She was at the Super Saturday, and she had not Fast Start qualified as of yet. And something spoke dear to her heart that Jeremy shared. And she, she immediately got started over the weekend and has now Fast Start qualified. But I just want to say thank you to Jeremy for an incredible training. And, you know, with that being said, Mr. Moore, I'll turn the call right back over to you.
Well, Martha, I know you're very excited about your team. In fact, several on your team have had some pretty sizable PBRs lately and had a lot of success. Isn't that right?
Yes, that's right. As a matter of fact, Miss Diane, she's out in the Wimberling area. She had a PBR. I believe we had 8 people. 2 of them were already Legal Shield members. They just wanted to come and support her and give their testimonial how the membership has worked out for them. And not one person walked out without owning a Legal Shield membership. So I'm really excited for her and excited just, you know, the ambition and how excited she is about Legal Shield.
Well, we're excited for you, Martha. I know you guys are just tearing it up, and you've got some great leadership that you're displaying on your team, and we're very, very proud of you. And I'm glad that Jeremy did such a great job out there. But let's quickly go to your upline, and that's none other than Mr. and Ms. Manley and Barbara Wilson, Silver Executive Directors. Manley, are you back on?
I am, yeah. I was on the first time I hit the wrong button.
Well, I knew you were there, and then you disappeared, so I thought something must have happened like that. Tell us a little bit about the Super Saturday this last weekend in Austin.
I definitely will. And super kudos to Martha and her team. I tell you, Mr. Rick Carter, just to mention his name one more time, I know he's done 2 luncheons over there, and I know he did around 31 the first time and 20 the second time. And so when he asks them out, they show up. So very proud of what they're doing. But I'm going to kick it off first thing to Barbara. She's got a little something to say, and she'll kick it right back to me. Here she is.
We are having more fun than we can tell, I tell you. When you see the growth in your team, it's always exciting. We've been in the business 7.5 years, and, you know, this is the seventh time that Jeremy Moore has been here supporting us in one way or another. And when he comes down to do a Super Saturday for us, it changes things for everyone that's present. Because he has the experience and he has the work ethic that he can say, whatever he says, people know that he's authentic and they will follow him. So it always gives our team a boost. Just gives everybody a boost and knows that they can do what little it takes to stay focused, to get started well. And when Jeremy, when he got here on Thursday, we had a Q&A a reception for him, and we just had, it was a small group, a handful of people, but everybody was gathered around him, taking notes, asking questions, because he had the answers and they knew it. And the room was just, everybody kept thanking me. I'm so glad y'all did that. I'm so glad you did this, because they were moved by his comments on everything, because it was no foolishness. It was just talking about the work and getting the work done. And it was just, it was so exciting. So, and we are so blessed. I mean, we are so blessed. And I got to just say one personal thing. Miss Stephanie Bowley has just sponsored our oldest grandson out of Kentucky, so we're pretty excited about having our own next generation in this business. And with that, I'll turn it over to Manny and let him finish up for us.
Thank you, Barbara. Appreciate that. And you know what? I have to say to both you and Ken, I know you're both on the phone, and you both did a fine job of raising that young man. He's as dear to me as if he were my own son. And he called me this morning and said, "Are you having withdrawals yet since I left town?" And I said, "You know what? That's exactly it." Barbara and I, as soon as you got on the airplane, we said, "Wow, it just seemed like there's an emptiness in the car here." We love that. We love him to death. We love each and every one of you. But he killed it on Super Saturday. We had 85 associates, 13 guests, and we had people as far away as Abilene that drove all the way down to here, Jeremy. And we had a senior associate of our own, Mr. Mike Hanks, drove 3 hours from Aransas Pass to come up here the night before and spend the night so he could spend time with Jeremy personally. And we're just so fortunate here in Austin. We have a growing team. Everybody's team seems to be growing real well. And, you know, we're just so thankful for him speaking from his heart. From that stage, he said, "Guys, can I just be real with you for a little bit and just tell you where the rubber meets the road?" You know, and you don't. We appreciate the honestness and the value that he brings to Legal Shield because of his knowledge of growing up in a family that lived and bled Legal Shield and still does to this day. And I can't thank you all enough and thank him enough. I know it's hard to be away from your kids as much as he loves being around those kids and missing football and all the sports that goes on, but we're glad to have him. And we also had Mr. John Long, Vice President of Operations, that reiterated our vision 2020, and he did an awesome job. I think he even brought his family down as well so he could spend some time here in the Austin area. But we were so blessed. We call it a success. Everybody was there called it a success. After it was over, nobody wanted to leave. We finally kind of had to run them off, so we were getting hungry. But anyway, just wanted to say that we had an awesome job, Super Saturday, and thanks to Jeremy Moore for his blessings on that. And with that, we're going to turn it back over to you, Randy.
All right. Thank you, Manny. And congratulations to you and, of course, Stephanie, and another generation coming on your family. That's awesome.
Hey, Randy, this is Dad. I'd like to say something.
Okay.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
John Long stopped me today, and John Long said, just out of the blue, he said, "I want to tell you that Bunsen and Austin, they're on fire. I really appreciate it." He said, "I never heard anybody do better than Jeremy Moore." Said he knocked it out of the ballpark. He was so excited. I haven't seen John that excited very many times, and I've been with him year after year after year. He was extremely excited about that meeting. He said, "Ken, you just can't believe what excitement and dedication." And again, he said it about three times, and he said again about Jeremy. He said, "That boy said he gets better all the time. He knocked it." So I just thought I'd pass that along because that's the kind of excitement, that's the kind of things that we need, folks. That's what brings new people into the business. That's what keeps us going in business. That makes adrenaline pumping. And I better hush and let somebody else speak.
Well, thank you, Mr. Moore, and thank you, Manly and Barbara. And and everybody, Martha, on the call, because I sound like you guys had a great event down there in Austin. But now I want to go to the state of Virginia and to More Success Team Millionaire Club member and six-figure ring earner, and that's none other than Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you on?
I am, sir. Good evening.
Jeff, we appreciate you being on the call tonight. I know you just attended the new basic training down there in Maryland, I guess launched by Mr. Darnell Self himself. What do you think about the new training, Jeff?
It's great. You know, the Fast Start training, basic training, I think it was called before, and it's been completely revamped. So we got an opportunity to see that the first time that it had been done. And so Mr. Darnell Self and Teresa Johnson taught the class together, the team taught it, and we had a huge turnout. It was about 200 people at the class. It was a lot of excitement. People wanted to see it. And it was great. You know, it was more streamlined than the things that the class we've been into the past, more just the basic information that a new associate would need. Focused a lot on the membership. It was really different. And I hope they're going to continue this forward. But as they went through the membership, rather than just saying, hey, you have unlimited document review, actually had people would stand up and tell their story about how they used each part of the membership. You know, one person might talk about, you know, the 24-hour number and what it did for them. And, you know, some of them were really moving. People cried. And it was just great. It really brought the membership to life and made it real. I don't know, I thought the whole day was great. I had an opportunity to do a lot of questions and answers. And actually, I had an opportunity to role play. There's about a 10-minute presentation to show us how to sell the membership, how to, you know, pre-close people, do assumptive closes throughout, and how to ask for the sale at the end. And they actually gave the opportunity to the audience members to pair up and do a quick presentation to each other. So it was really good, very different than the classes that I had attended in the past. There's not a manual yet for it. I guess they're going to be coming out with a manual at some point, but it was great. And so I would recommend that you guys, that the regional managers or the top executives in your marketplace, start rolling this out. Go, you know, go ahead and send yourself, get your team to go with you, really promote it hard. It'll be a great event. And then, of course, anytime you have a new associate on your team, if they're local, you should attend with them every time. And hopefully you're recruiting monthly, which gives you an opportunity to go to the class over and over again. And I think the way it's going to be taught, it will change over time, because every time the class is taught, the teacher's going to teach it from a little different point of view. And so that's what I wanted to share with you on that. But then I would encourage everybody, if you're not using the new dual disc that's available from Legal Shield now, that has a 10-minute get paid daily DVD, and then it has a 30-minute private business reception, or, you know, similar to what you would see at the business briefing. That thing has just been amazing, what it's doing for our organization. So I would encourage the leaders in the call to get the auto ship. We've got plenty of those.
About that.
And putting two of those a day into the marketplace and following up, just a great way. It's a great discipline for you and for your team, trying to get everybody to do something really simple. And I think one of the best things that a new associate can do is actually take that 10-minute video around to their, you know, close in, you know, their home market, warm market, and make make a appointment to show that video. That's how I started my business. That's how my brothers started their business. I still think it's one of the best uses of your time. If the people like that 10-minute video, that gives you an opportunity then to show them the other video or have them watch it, and then an invitation to come back with you to a live event. So those two things I would say is the new basic training. It's called Fast Start now, Fast Start Success Class. As that comes out in your marketplace, go to that, and then really start using that new disc, dual disc, and driving it down into your organizations. So I'll take a call back for you, Mr. Moore.
All right, Jeff. I appreciate you being on the call tonight. Appreciate you sharing that with everyone. You can one of the main people that I know of that use the disc to actually blow your business up and to start it, and the duplication of what you've done is just bought in. How many associates would you say on your team, Jeff, now in membership sold?
Around 100,000 have come into my organization since the beginning, and probably approaching 400,000 memberships, or between 350 and 400,000. And most of those are, you know, friends and family sales. Now, we do have some group producers, but I would say for the most part, those were people using third-party tools, you know, the DVD, you know, most recently, before that, CDs, before that, VHS tapes and audio cassette tapes. So we've used whatever tool the company's come out with. We've used that as our exposure piece to kind of assess people's interest. And then if they were interested, we would move them on, you know, to the next exposure, and the next exposure hopefully leading to a live event where we generally close them. And then rather than let them go home and talk to contacts, we would get them the tool of the day, you know, say, well, this is what we're using. We'd send them home and say, show this to the people that you're thinking of, that you're excited, that you think might be interested, and if they're interested, bring them back next week. And it was a really simple system, very duplicatable, and I think that's why it was able to work in depth and across the country. So it really allowed us to get out of Texas, which was a licensed state back then, very difficult to get a license. We were able to get into other marketplaces, and because it was really simple and really easy to understand, even teams that were far away from us that we couldn't be there to manage, we're still able to do what we were doing in Texas, even without our input. So it's pretty cool.
Hey, guys, is that Jeff Hughes?
Hey, that's
yes.
Mr. Patrick Shaw.
Hey, Randy, how are you, my friend? Jeff, great hearing your voice, brother.
Good hearing your voice, sir. You were there at the beginning. You saw it happen, so it's, I'm not making this stuff up.
Nope, that's right. Exactly.
All right. Thank you very much, Jeff, and thank you, Patrick, for joining the call. But to give you a proper introduction, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, 500,000 ring earner, and, of course, that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore? Did we lose Mr. Moore? He had a little phone problem earlier. Maybe something happened. But Mr. Patrick Shaw, I will personally welcome you to the call. You've done an outstanding job. Mr. Jeff Hughes always credits starting his business by going to one of your professional business briefings at the very beginning of his career. And I know you've got a lot to share with us tonight. So welcome to the call, sir.
You bet, Randy. It's always great to be on with you, sir. Appreciate your leadership so much and what your family has meant to Legal Shield as a whole. I can tell you, you know, yourself and you take five or six other individuals like Ken Moore in the beginning that weren't here, and this opportunity may not exist for any of us. That's just a reality. And so we appreciate what you've done and what this business has offered my family has been absolutely unbelievable. And we're in the greatest time in Legal Shield history. there is no question about it. I mean, I'm so excited today. We've all been around a long time. I mean, Jeff Hughes and Randy and the Moores and myself, and you know, 20 years almost approaching that is a long time to be in a business. And we've seen ups and downs. We've seen when things were hot and when they're not. You know, and we've was that.
I think somebody hit an open line. I apologize.
Oh, that's all right. And we've seen, and this is just, you know, in every era has its own strengths and its own weaknesses or what have you. But this is an era where it's all strengths. Our timing's good. Our marketing's great. The market's open to it. I mean, just everything is good. But what we've got to do as individuals, I believe on August 1st, a few things changed. And on August 1st, we got the final piece of a compensation plan that is going to allow us to create absolutely explosive recruiting. But in order to create that explosive recruiting, every time there's a structure change, a compensation change in this case, an addition, if you will, I shouldn't even say a change, it's really just addition. But when that new piece got added, it requires us to change our behaviors a little bit in order to accentuate the strength of the plan, right? It's just that simple. You've got to be aware of what you need to do a little differently in order to create momentum. And in this case, momentum begets momentum. If you'll create momentum, you will see that it's like putting gas on a fire. But what we've got to do is we've got to create some momentum in recruiting. And when we recruit, we've got to get folks Fast Start qualified. Because what happens is the money is released. Every time somebody Fast Start qualifies, over $400 in compensation is released. Now, you may say to yourself on this call real quickly, oh, well, that doesn't affect me because you don't get any of that money until you're a power 20. Let me tell you something. I promise you this. When you go to a meeting and the energy is off the hook and four people walk up and give a testimony of how their life changed, when a shoe salesman like Jeff Hughes showed up in my meeting and he came back 3, 4, 5 months later and he had quit his job and his life was changed and the black bags under his eyes were gone, and all of a sudden he was enjoying his family more, every single person in that meeting, they were affected. It affected my business directly, even though he wasn't in my lineage. You understand? And so I'm telling you, you can sit on this phone for a second and say, well, that didn't affect me. It does affect you, and you're the next Power 20. You're going Director 25. And at the end of this month, August 1st, the addition to the plan was added, and they're in a slight change, and at the end of this month, that change is going to be in full effect. And what it's going to mean is senior directors in Power 20s generating more income, the kind of income that even executive directors were not making a few months ago. We'll have senior directors who are consistently making more money than EDs were just 2 and 3 months ago. But how is it especially going to happen? It's going to happen because we're fast start qualifying new associates. So what is the behavior change I'm speaking of? What do we need to do differently as leaders? Number one is we do need to get aggressive about recruiting. Now, I'm not going to tell you we need to recruit a lot more. If we'll just consistently recruit, you're going to find out your fast start qualification rates are going to triple. Okay? What is the behavior difference again? Let me get to that. It is your game plan interview. Now, I will tell you, you've got to recruit somebody to have to do a game plan interview. But that game plan interview, that ability for a new person to fast start qualify, which is going to release the bonuses, which are going to create the Jeff Hughes-like stories, which is going to create momentum, which will beget momentum. This is simple math, folks. I'm telling you, 1 + 1 = 2. And in this business, when you can create some momentum, those stories sell. All of a sudden, the number of people that show up at meetings, the number of associates that get excited about inviting, all these things start to create some mad momentum. But we've got to fast start qualify. We've got to increase that rate. So when you do a game plan interview and you sit down with somebody, now is easier, right? Because we've got 20 days. You have a way to create some incentive. They should never feel like a loser because they don't lose anything if they fail to qualify. That's what's so beautiful. They do have an incentive because they get the money advanced to them, but it's the exact same amount of money. So there's no downside, but there is an upside, right? There's no real downside. Same activity to move up the next rank, same money. It's just better to have the money now. And you can let them off the hook after they fail. But before, you want to create a sense of urgency. You want to sit down and do that game plan interview. And number one, as always before, you want to talk about their why. Number two is you guys want to get a list together. And you need to sit down immediately and get that list and book that launch party. I just got a new gal started in the business, and I don't care where the launch party is. I told her, listen, if you want, you can do it at my house. So we booked it at my house. She'll be here Wednesday night. We're going through her list. She's making all the invitations. We worked on her story a little bit of what she was going to call and say to people. But if I can get a check in her pocket immediately and get her a return on investment, half the job is done. Also, the bonus money all releases, which creates more stories in the business. Okay, so I would just encourage you, we've got to get back to the idea that a launch party works. You know, a private business reception. I tend to call it a launch party just because it's something everybody can relate to. But a launch party works, right? You know, in any business in the world, somebody's going to have a little grand opening for their business. And the more money they spend, the more excited and serious they are about the grand opening. It's our job as leaders to get them to treat it seriously, even though they only spent $249, because it's the fastest, quickest, easiest way to get a check in that individual's pocket. So, Randy, I'm just I'm excited about this place that we're in. I just know that in order to really put gas on the fire, we got to increase our recruiting, and then we got to do better game plan interviews, because that's where we're really going to see the increase in recruiting, is by doing great game plan interviews. I have never been a top recruiter in Legal Shield. Now, I need to work harder at that, and I need to do a better job, and I wish I was the top recruiter. But I can tell you what I was always good at. I was always good at grabbing a new person and encouraging them, believing in them, and helping them to get a check in their pocket. And that's where my top recruiting came from. So it didn't have my name on it because I wasn't a personal sponsor. I always stayed on Performance Club. But my ability to grab somebody's list and go to work with them, believe in them even when they didn't believe in themselves. I think it's no different than kids. You see them for the greatness that's in them. You talk to them about that greatness, even though you don't necessarily see it sometimes. And when somebody starts to own that idea and that belief, it's amazing how it changes their activity. And people don't get that in the workplace. I just got off a three-way call with a gal in the finance, car financing, 20 years. She's been a finance manager. She goes, I'm as good as my last month, and I'm not appreciated. People take it all for granted. I want to be in a positive environment with positive people. You know, when you start building up those kind of attitudes, and great things happen. So, Randy, what do you want? What else can I talk about, or what's helpful to you guys? And because that's my main goal on the call tonight.
Well, Patrick, recruiting is, what we're all about. But did Mr. Kenmore, did he get back on?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yeah, I can hear you, Mr. Moore. Go ahead.
Well, I kept screaming a while ago, Patrick, Randy, but I guess I don't know what happened. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I tell you what, Patrick Shaw knows how to put it down. When he might say he's not a top recruiter, but he's a top recruiter in my book every day. Because really what's count at the end of the day is how many people's in, how many people's fast started, and how many sales is on the books. It all adds up. It all works together. And Patrick's an artist doing it. And Patrick, we appreciate your time very, very much.
Ken, like I said at the beginning of the call, I don't think we'd be here if it weren't for you and a half a dozen other folks and your commitment back in the early days. And it has been so beneficial to my family. So I feel indebted forever, my friend. And I'm excited. I just hope people take advantage of this, that they'll block their windows of time. Listen, our habits own us, but the routines that you're in on a regular basis, they really do own you. So make a routine of some normal prospecting routine, right? When are you going to make your phone calls? And hold yourself accountable to a number. So, Ken, that's it, and I appreciate you. I love you, my friend, and hope everybody has a great night.
Well, if we can do anything for you, Patrick, please call.
You bet. You bet.
Randy?
Patrick, have you got one more minute, and we may have a quick
question. Of course.
Would that be okay?
Of course. Absolutely.
You talked about Mr. Jeff Hughes. Jeff, are you still on the call?
I am, sir.
All right. Maybe you can have a question or comment for Patrick. I know how important he was to you in your career when you first started.
Well, Patrick, great job. I love to hear you train. So. It's a pleasant thing. Brings back a lot of good memories. I would just like to echo what you said. For us, we remember back in the day in Texas, we had such a challenge getting people even into production because of the license situation. And we used to not get paid upline overrides unless people got fast or qualified. So it was kind of just a rule in our organization. We just took it as a mantra that nobody gets left behind. And we wanted everybody to get fast or qualified. And we actually would kind of make them get qualified. It was getting close to their deadline. We would sit down with them or call them on the phone and say, what can we get, how can I help you? What can I do to help you? And I even had situations where I had associates, they were one sale out, it wasn't going to happen. And I had a sale, I'd loan them a sale. I'd give them a sale, say, hey, let's get you qualified now. It just, we really tracked that. We used to put up on a big dry erase board everybody that was in the team. Because at that time, our team was fairly small. It was, pretty easy to track. But we had the date when they came in, when they passed our qualification dates were. And we took it as a responsibility as, we were probably, senior associates, directors, managers, senior managers, whatever, those kind of positions. But we were actually tracking every associate in our team and following them and making sure that they got Fast Start qualified. And it was a great thing to do, and it really did drive momentum in our team. So I just want to tell everybody that I agree with what you said and just echo that it's probably one of the most important things you can do. And, we always talk about Performance Club as the engine that drives. I think that even more important than Performance Club is making sure that every new associate gets Fast Start qualified.
Jeff, I agree, and I think and things changed on August 1st, right? That's got to be our – and maybe it should have always been our focus, but you have to incentivize the behavior that you want to create. And we have just a world of incentive today to drive that Fast Start qualifying behavior or the activities that drive that result of Fast Start qualifying. And ultimately, they'll get on Performance Club. The greatest dictator, I guarantee you, if somebody – being on Performance Club is did they qualify their first month. You'll see an unusually large number of people, and I've said this for a long time, an unusually odd large number of people on Performance Club have done it from the first month they were in the business because they got started right. And so your words are so true, and the whole, and that's going to take us a little bit of time to really ingrain that behavior, but hopefully each individual tonight will make that decision to say, you know what, I'm going to take this more seriously of bringing somebody on board and flat out getting them qualified no matter what. Whatever it takes, I'm going to go get that person qualified and go do that a few times and see how your organization starts to explode.
Well, thank you very much, Jeff. I appreciate those comments. Tell Miss Julie how much we appreciate her offer. She supports you, and you've got a wonderful family, and you bring them all up in Legal Shield. And I just want to personally tell you how much I appreciate your friendship.
Thanks so much, Randy. I appreciate it a great deal. And, hey, how about this trip we're about to go on, my friend?
That's going to be awesome.
I know Julie's getting – she's been working on some of those details. I'm pretty fired up about it, and maybe Jiz is fired up about the 12 Platinums that broke last month. I mean, are you kidding me? And I know they all won't last 12 months in a row, but I'll bet you four or five of them do. You know, I just talked to their coins, and they got back to Platinum, and they have an intention of staying. And I got a couple guys on my team that are working hard on it right now, and I think we're going to see that. You know, when you think about Platinum perks and the number of people, the same group for a long time, and all of a sudden – you have 12 more in a single month, and I think every month we're going to see 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 Platinums on any given month that break for the first time. And there's going to be 20, 30, 40% of those that stick on any given month and make it to a year. And once they've done that, they're permanent. They're rock solid. And that tells you what's happening. So momentum is not coming. Momentum is here right now. And I hope you'll latch a hold and do your part to really take your life to the next level. I hope everybody will do that. I know I'm working on it myself, Randy.
Well, I appreciate you, and it's nothing more exciting than to see people in your own organization have tremendous success in this business and see them their lives totally change because of this opportunity. Patrick, I appreciate you so much for being on the call. I know you were actually double booked tonight, but I appreciate you taking time out to be on our team call. It always means so much to us, and we always get such high compliments every time we have you on. So thank you, sir. Appreciate you, and look forward to seeing you at the top as always. Mr. Moore.
All right, you bet. Have a great one.
Thank you.
What a great call, Randy. Everybody did absolutely fantastic. Randy, you know, it's going to be a super Saturday right here in Ada, Oklahoma, Saturday. We're going to be giving away $100 for the one that brings the most guests, and every guest that comes, they have to be 18 or older and be eligible to recruit. But every guest that comes is going to get a free $10 Walmart gift certificate just to show them that we really mean what we're saying. And then as the rest of the year, we're going to have some special gifts for people that's recruiting. You know, one of the things is I probably have the only batch of prepaid legal storybooks left in history, unless there's some hid away someplace. And I've hoarded those up, and I'm going to be giving a few of those away because Mr. Stoneside was so proud of the book, and they're not in print anymore. So I have a few of those that I'm going to be giving to people. But I wanted to thank everybody that's on the call tonight. What a great call. And folks, let's do this. If you can get anybody, if you're at all close, It is. In 2 weeks from this Thursday night, I'll be up in Oklahoma City doing a meeting. Well, actually, more Oklahoma doing a meeting with David Peterman. We're going to, if you got anybody, send them up there. I'll try to get them in business for you. I'm feeling better than I have in a long time. I've had some setbacks, but if it keeps up, I'm going to be on the road just a little more, pretty close to home, but Oklahoma City, Tulsa, maybe Wichita, Fort Worth, and I'll be glad to try to help you. Randy's saying that. Let's keep on putting God first, family second, legal shield third. And, folks, let's get out there and, like my friend Wilbur Smith said, recruit, recruit, recruit. Don't get them out of order. God bless you and good night.
Good night, everyone.